Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You okay, buddy?
Yeah, my headphones were caught.
Oh, it was a little caught on the chair. Okay, yeah. A little wheel issue with your chair rolling here. United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at UnitedWayCleveland.org. We are very pleased right now to bring aboard with us, regular on this show. He is Nate Ulrich. He covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. And let's start with the breaking news. Adam Schefter of ESPN tweeting that Josh McDaniels has taken himself out of the running for the Browns head coaching job. Nate, what's your reaction to that?
Well, not entirely surprised. Just if you think about last year, we all know the Browns really wanted to interview him before they hired Rob Chudzinski, you know, when they're conducting that search. And they never got to interview him because he just politely said to everybody involved in, you know, coaching searches throughout the NFL that, you know, he was fine with where he was at that time and just didn't want to make the move from the Patriots. Obviously don't know all the reasons behind this decision that he, you know, has apparently made, to withdraw his name from the Browns consideration this year, but you'd think it'd obviously be along the same lines that, you know, he's just not ready to be a head coach. And in fact, that was actually one of Adam Schefter's tweets following, you know, his initial breaking news. So I think that makes sense, he's just where he is. I understand he has young children. He leaped into, you know, a head coaching position with the Denver Broncos at the age of 32 and was, you know, obviously in over his head in a lot of ways after a hot start there. It all came to a screeching halt, and he was fired before he completed his second season, obviously wrapped up in a videotaping spying scandal, and a lot of things went wrong for him. So, I've got no problem if a guy realizes that he's not ready to do it again, and he wants to make sure that it's absolute perfect timing for him, his family, and also the perfect situation for him. And if those things don't align, then you're better off without him.
Given that McDaniels has withdrawn, and we are left now with the candidates that we know about, Adam Gase, Denver offensive coordinator, not yet interviewed with the team, Ben McAdoo, the Green Bay quarterbacks coach, interviewing today, Quinn and Bowles, defensive coordinators for Seattle and Arizona, respectively, have interviewed. James Franklin, expected to take the Penn State job by all accounts, and then Gus Malzahn, the Auburn head coach, which many of people like, but seems like could be a very much a long shot. Nate, who is left on this that has you excited, and how do you see this turning out?
It's hard to get excited and it's hard to sell because you look at the list of candidates and you say, really? They fired Chud after one season and now, you know, they're going to have another unproven, you know, guy, you know, a guy who we really don't know how he's going to pan out as a head coach. That's the game they got themselves into, Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner, by making that decision, you know. And they felt that, you know, hey, you know, we got to cut our ties here, cut our losses, admit we made a mistake, but I'm still wondering if they waited long enough to know if they really made a mistake with Chud. I know a lot of fans feel the same way. Having said that, with the situation they're in now, Adam Gase intrigues me. It is also interesting that he, you know, declined to interview with the Browns and the Vikings until the Broncos are out of the postseason. So you got to think if his heart would really be in it, if he would want to make that leap and become a head coach right now, or if, like McDaniels, he simply, you know, doesn't think the timing's right or the situation's right. So, you know, they're kind of in that, you know, limbo with him, if they're going to continue to pursue him. And, you know, the college coaches are intriguing. I like the thought of Gus Malzahn because, you know, you saw the success that Chip Kelly had, and I know that, you know, there are a lot of college coaches, obviously, who don't pan out when they make the leap to the NFL. But, you know, he is that innovative, outside-the-box thinker that Joe Banner really likes, and that's intriguing. But as you said, you know, that might be a long shot. Haven't heard much about that since, you know, over the weekend. You know, we knew that it was going to be one of those things where, okay, well, he's got a bowl game coming up. Well, that happened Monday, and haven't heard much about him since. So it'll be interesting to see. And I know Joe Banner, you know, is in Green Bay now, and you know, trying to see if maybe he can find the, you know, reincarnation of Andy Reid. And that's a very interesting interview that's going on today as well.
Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yeah, I think the word intriguing keeps growing in my mind as far as how we're seeing this thing unfold. And today's alleged reported meeting in Green Bay involving Ben McAdoo and the Browns is one place to start on that because of the interesting background he has, quarterbacks coach of a team that does know how to throw the football pretty well, the work he's done with Aaron Rodgers and their head coach Mike McCarthy makes that intriguing. I think what you said about the college jobs or college prospects who could maybe be in line for this job is another one, and that's sounding more like a reach all the time. I don't know what would prompt Malzahn to go away from his thinking of wanting to stay at Auburn and going through the act of signing that extension, so forth. And it's been really quiet on that front. So it's either quiet because something could be happening if you really want to read into it and probably read too much into it, or it's quiet because nothing is happening there. But that would be the only, quote, sexy potential of all of this. That's the only name that would really, I think, truly captivate and make us all stand up and say, you know, something special is going on here. But the other part of this, Nate, and as you know, we talk about this becoming after the Josh McDaniels thing, where this thing could go. Peter King tweeting earlier today about Jimmy Haslam being involved, and then he said, I mean very involved in the process. What do you make of that?
Well, I want to know what he's doing last time. I mean, does that mean the involvement has increased? I mean, is that what's implied there? Because
I think so.
It didn't go right with Chud. I mean, if that's the case, then, you know, I would have liked him to be more hands-on last time. You know, Jimmy sells himself as this hands-on guy who's, you know, going to be, you know, obviously very involved with everything. Obviously, he has Joe Banner here to run the organization. But, yeah, I mean, if you listen to Jimmy Haslam and if you listen to him at the Chudzinski, the news conference after the firing of Chudzinski explaining the move, I think you expect Jimmy Haslam to be very involved in this and to be wrapped up in it and to be demanding in the process. So I think that's what's going on. I think also there's the waiting game of assistants in the playoffs, head coaching or head coaches on the college level were playing in their games this past weekend. And obviously the Josh McDaniels thing throws kind of a wrench into it. So, yeah, I mean, it is really interesting that, you know, the Browns gave up on Shutt after a season. Now they're going into this pool of coordinators. And, you know, that's the same pool that Chud came out of last year. And, you know, hey, if you can land Malzahn, okay, then you can say, oh, well, you know, this is kind of like the Chip Kelly from last year. Yep. This is the innovative thinker. This is the guy we really wanted. He's going to bring this new style to, you know, our organization. And, you know, we're going to kind of, you know, be one of those, you know, new cutting-edge offenses in the NFL. But like you said, Vic, right now that doesn't seem like that's on the horizon. So, I mean, it's a hard sell. It's going to be a hard sell for whoever comes in here, because now you're at the point where you're interviewing position coaches who have never been a coordinator. And I understand that Joe Banner hit a home run with Andy Reid, you know, in 1999 when, you know, he had basically an identical resume to the guy they're interviewing today and Ben McAdoo. But, really, I don't know if he can strike like that twice. But obviously Joe Banner is going to see if he thinks that he can.
Sometimes I wonder if it matters more that they get the right quarterback than the right coach, because a very good quarterback can make an even an average coach seem like a very good one. And speaking of that, John Football declaring for the NFL draft today. What's your take on that? As we've seen Todd McShay's mock draft, Dane Brugler's mock draft, Matt Miller's mock draft, all have football coming to Cleveland with the fourth pick in the first round.
Yeah, my initial take is, can we get the coach first? I mean, you know, you're gonna, and I understand what you're saying, Nathan, but, you know, you're gonna have to make sure that, you know, you're gonna hire the coach, and the coaches, who are going to want to, have this guy, first of all, and run the kind of offenses they're going to need. And maybe that dictates your hiring process. I don't know. I mean, Joe Banner said Monday that he didn't want to dictate anything to the coach. You know, that he wants the coach to pick his staff, the coach to pick his schemes. And obviously the coach to, you know, influence who, which players are picked. I understand Joe Banner has authority on that. I understand Mike Lombardi has a voice on that. And, but ultimately, when Joe Banner explained how this thing was going to be structured, he hired he said he hired the head coach first last year when he hired Chud before Lombardi, because he wanted the head coach to be the more prominent position of the two and to have more power. I don't know if that's still the case, if that's going to be the case. It's something we all got to watch and try to, you know, demand answers of, because, it's really interesting the way it's all shaken out. And, you know, is the new coach going, I know he said he was open to, you know, he's not bound by any structure. We'll have to see if that stays true. As far as, you know, Johnny Manziel as a player, I mean, I think I have all the, you know, same impressions that you guys probably have, that he's a great competitor, that he has, you know, an attitude, a swagger, a cockiness that might allow him to kind of rise above what's gone on here for so long. You know, this is a city and a team that's chewed up and spit out quarterbacks. This is a city where, you know, a guy steps on the field before he even throws a pass and he gets booed. Maybe it takes somebody like that. Maybe it takes a son of a gun to overcome, you know, some of the things that other quarterbacks haven't been able to here. And maybe that's what, you know, Johnny Football could bring. And then, you know, aside from his, you know, moxie, his attitude, his swagger, obviously a guy who, you know, is very mobile, can move, and I don't think the arm strength is a question everybody thought it was at once. And of course the size is, and the size will be, and we're going to look at that and examine that and scrutinize that all the way up until the May draft and obviously afterwards.
Nate, thank you so much for the knowledge and the insights, and I know we'll be talking again soon, probably on this very topic. Just
all
a
right,
guess.
Thanks, guys.
All right, he is Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal, and he joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coming up in a little bit, you're going to get some perspective on Ben McAdoo. He is the quarterback's coach for the Green Bay Packers. So Jason Wilde of ESPN Milwaukee is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We are going to also take more of your calls at 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Want those barks and growls from the pound and your tweets at Browns_Daily. So much more ahead on CBD. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850, WKNR.